talk about the next part about church. The desire had left because, you know, I was speaking in tongues pretty regularly, and I was going to church. I ended up going to church like every Sunday and Wednesday, because they would come and get me. I loved this church. I loved the apostle. I loved everybody. And it was just different, to be honest. It was just like a breath of fresh air. I was so happy because it was like, I seemed to have had a life back, you know, that I was chasing, and I was for certain that it was up there, because I was told by an apostle and many others, you know, that something was happening, and it was going to be settled, and it was going to have like a ripple effect, and I was looking for that to continue, and it never happened. Still to this day, I can't quote on that experience or what, but people told me that I had passed my sort of test, so to speak, and that my life would therefore increase. And so I was expecting that, but at the time I had moved in with my other friend, Miss Jay, and her husband, and because I felt I had moved out with my friend who I was staying with, and I was just going there for work, and sorry y'all, there's so much parts to this story. It's just crazy me talking about it. It's so much. So, I had moved in with her because I was in a hotel. I had moved out with my friend, the one who I was telling y'all about, and her husband and her child, her son, and I had moved in with my other friend because money was short at the hotel and the job that I was at, and it wasn't exactly pertinent, but it was affordable. So to speak, for me to live, I think I stayed for like 2 or 3 weeks. This was after the fact that I had left Macy's. I know this story seems so jumbled and such a mystery. I promise it's gonna make sense, but I'm just telling you certain parts so y'all can piece together. I try my best to put the title together that I'm after y'all. I want to stay with her, and I started going to church often. And then I felt this urge to quit my job. And it was more like a push. And before I talk about this story, I'm going to talk about what happened. So at church, I think it was the week prior to that, pastor, my apostle, he said to someone, he didn't say names, he left it clueless, he said to someone, you have been battling with this person and they kept you tied down. And his words was like, basically, that you're set free, like God's giving you a divorce from this person, so to speak. And life is a mystery. When he said those words, it hit me so hard to where I was crying. It was like I felt that it was for me. You know, I took it, I kept it, I ran with it, because that sort of coincided with what he first told me when he first met me, was that I would be soon separated from my spouse, rather soon. And I do believe that this was before the book. No, this was after. This was after I tried to get the divorce. Yeah. This was after I tried to get the divorce. And it didn't get me. After 2020. Because things were shut down.
And I remember we had to social distance and everything. But this is the final part to this part of the mystery of the church. I had to say all this so y'all can come back and understand the next part of what I'm going to say. And in all those feels, y'all can sit here dumbfounded like myself, because still to this day, I am all of these things that I'm talking about, all of these random occurrences, these experiences, I have no clue how they tie together. My life hasn't expanded. It's actually went to a down spiral with my health, my children are suffering. It's like my life kind of expanded, but the prophecies kept coming, and not just from that one person. Eventually, more people, more within reach came. I'll say that, and not on purpose. It was just scrolling, flipping. Then you feel led to a post, and God's gonna explode you and promote you, and don't give up, and yeah, all that. I'll say all that to say, come back for this next part, because this was really a mystery. I still cannot put my finger on it. What happened? I have no clue. I'm clueless. Bye, guys.